Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3429 BN. Today's date is August 19th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Obama Insurgency Has Failed. Patriots Counterinsurgency is Succeeding. Time to Finish It. Let's talk about our health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that their insurgency has completely and utterly failed. The people of this country, they are now awake, they see what's happening, and the counterinsurgency is now succeeding. More and more people are starting to realize that the D's, they are not for this country. Their main agenda is to destroy the country, and the people now are waking up in droves. And the people are also learning that they've been running a criminal operation for a very long time. Remember, under Obama, he continually told everyone that he had a scandal-free administration. And when you look at Joe Biden, because the evidence is now coming out, the Oversight Committee just released a report. And yes, I know a lot of people are saying, hey, let's impeach him, let's impeach him. But again, they tried it with Mayorkas. Yes, they might get the vote in the House. It's not going to pass the Senate. Again, this is all going to be used later on, and I do believe this information is being put out there to push the D's into making their next move. Because if this information is coming out that he is treasonous to this country, he's been selling the country out, and it's an impeachable offense, well, what do you think the D's will most likely do at this point? They'll probably use this to try to remove him and make Kamala Harris the acting president. So she can have full control. Remember, this is what Obama really wants. They want full control over everything. Right now, Biden is in the way. So this is the perfect time to actually allow this to happen. So they'll probably take him out with the 25th Amendment one way or another, and or force him to resign before he's impeached by giving maybe some type of deal or something like that. And we can see that Kamala then would be the acting president. Now, once again, I wonder if this is going to be a consolation prize for Kamala Harris, because again, can they keep her in the running? Because the honeymoon is over. The poll numbers are now reversing. It was all fake from the very, very beginning. The people of this country, they realize that they do not want her. Actually, her poll numbers are in the dirt. All those other numbers that you saw, everything that you saw on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and all that other stuff, it's all fake numbers. And now, since we're having the DNC out in Chicago, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later, you could see that it's all starting to fall apart on them. And they've been trying to separate Kamala from the economy and from everything that Biden has done and Kamala has done since they've been in office. But this is going to be very, very difficult because Kamala is tied to all of this. They can make a go of it. They can try to convince people, but the people aren't going to buy this. And I do believe this is where they're going to make the old switcheroo if they can do it, if they can get this underway. And most likely they might give Kamala Harris a consolation prize of being acting president right now so she could say she was president of this country. And that might be the consolation prize where they actually swap her out and move someone else into that position running for the presidency. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But you can see Obama, they're having a very, very difficult time. And when you look at Chicago, it is a complete and utter nightmare. We have protesters all over the place. Everything's boarded up. I mean, does this look like freedom? Does this look like something that you want the country to be? Because if they're having a DNC where they have police on the street, rioters all over the place, stores boarding up their windows because they're afraid of the riots, this is around the Democratic Party who keeps talking about democracy. It looks like a war zone when you really look at it. But we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Biden right now, because the House Judiciary, they put out a report. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, why don't they just go impeach him? Because, again, do you think the Senate, which is controlled by the Democrats, do you think they're going to impeach Biden right now? Yes, the House can vote for it, just like they voted for Mayorkas. But what happened? It was shot down when it got to the Senate. Can this be used later on to go after Biden? Because now you have all the evidence. When you place a DOJ into place and they have all this at their fingertips, and I'm talking about a real DOJ that's actually going to follow the rule of law, and they have all this evidence at their fingertips, is this going to make it a lot easier? Absolutely. And where do you think this is going to lead? This is going to lead to Obama. It's going to lead to Hillary Clinton. It's going to lead to many, many other people. But this is what they put out, and they released a 300-page report showing Joe Biden committed impeachable offenses. Our impeachment inquiry shows conclusively that Joe Biden abused his public office for the private financial benefit of the Biden family and Biden business associates. The facts speak for themselves, and Democrats can no longer stretch the truth to cover for President Biden. As Democrats celebrate Joe Biden and crown Kamala Harris as his heir apparent this week, Americans should remember the reality of the Biden-Harris administration: crime, chaos, and corruption. And they're absolutely right. And again, all this evidence was now brought to the attention of the American people. Obama continually says that he ran a scandal-free administration, even though this was all happening on his watch. And I do believe once we get the other players in place, you're going to see other information that is going to actually come out into the open, where people are going to realize that he did not run a scandal-free administration. Actually, his administration was completely scandalous. And I think people are going to see this, and people are going to start to realize that he is involved in orchestrating almost everything that we're seeing today. And remember, what he does, and remember, this is an information war, he likes to pretend that he is not involved in any of this at all, almost like what Trump is doing. Trump, when you look around the country and you see what's going on, it looks like he's doing nothing. It looks like nothing's happening. It looks like, hey, is he actually going after the deep state players? Well, it's called optics. And when you're in information war, you need to have good optics where it's not noticeable in what you're doing. Obama's playing the game. Trump is playing the game. Trump is doing it a lot better. You see, Obama started the insurgency. He was infiltrating this country. He was trying to destroy this country within. He replaced key people in all the different agencies. He built a criminal syndicate. And yes, part of the plan was bringing the people over the border. Why? Because he needed his own civilian army to go up against those people that would follow their oath. Trump, the Patriots, they saw this. They saw what they were doing, and they created a counterinsurgency. Take control of the country. How? Allow them to overthrow the United States government. The military is then activated. They have control. Spend 4 years in the pause where you place these people into position and allow them to carry out their insurgency plan. This wakes the American people up, and the people, they start to see it. And the counterinsurgency is born. The people wake up. The people side with common sense. The people side with Trump. Trump has control of the military. The people are coming to his side. That is the counterinsurgency, because he would not be able to go after the deep state just with him and the military. It wouldn't work unless you have the people with you. If you look at the Declaration of Independence, it's the people. They must take back the country. The people must push the tyrannical government out. And this is what Trump wants the people to do. And the only way to get the people to do this is to show the people the truth. And the people now are seeing the truth. And remember, what you're witnessing here in this country is not just this country. Yes, they want to get rid of the Constitution. They want to destroy this country, but they're doing it to every other country around the globe where they're bringing in all these illegals. Because again, the illegals, they are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. They're the ones who are going to create chaos in every single one of these countries. And when you look at the UK, something very interesting is happening out there. And M. Walkness put this out on X and says, the UK is releasing 5,000 prisoners to make room for anti-immigration protesters. Some of those will be violent offenders. So those people that are against the illegals coming into the country, they're going to be thrown to prisons, and the actual criminals are going to be released onto the street. Is this being done on purpose? Absolutely. Why? Because they need these people to create chaos on the streets. Remember, where are they trying to bring us? They're trying to bring us to war. They're trying to bring us into the Great Reset. So yes, they're going to use cyber attacks. They're going to use attacks. They want chaos because this is how they're bringing us to this point. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to usher in peace because, again, Trump knows all the players. I do believe his plan is to negotiate peace with all these people, and this will counter everything the deep state is trying to do. But along the way, you can see that we're in an information war, and yes, it is a war. We're still in a war. I do believe the Patriots are totally winning. And you can see with this information war, we're already starting to see the communication blackout. Now, it might not be a cyber attack at this point, but when you have countries actually forcing social media companies to shut down operations or fining them so they have to shut down operations, that is a communication blackout. Elon Musk put this out and said, due to demands by Justice Alexandre in Brazil that would require us to break in secret Brazilian, Argentina, American, and international law, X has no choice but to close our local operations in Brazil. He is an utter disgrace to justice. So now they just shut down X in Brazil. And I do believe the European Union is going to put a lot of pressure on X and try to shut them down in Europe because, again, their plan is communication blackout. Now, when this doesn't go the way they think it's going to go, because, again, people now have the choice of Truth. They have the choice of Rumble. They have the choice of BitChute. They have choice of many other platforms. It makes it very, very difficult to shut down communications, which means they're going to take it to the next level, and they're just going to try to shut down everything. And, of course, as we approach war, as cyber attacks happen, they can do this. And we could see that war is definitely now building. You could see that the infiltrators, they're definitely trying to see different weaknesses in certain bases around the country. And what's very interesting is OSINT Defender put this out and said, security forces with the U.S. Air Force at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas were forced to return fire this morning against several armed individuals who opened fire on the main gate to the JBSA Chapman Training Annex. And this is very, very interesting because, again, we had other individuals who tried to break into bases. I think they're testing for weakness all over the place again because this is infiltration from within. Now, out in Ukraine, we can see things are starting to heat up right now. And the International Atomic Energy Agency says nuclear safety situation is deteriorating at the nuclear plant after a nearby drone strike. Remember, there was a fire outside the plant, but it was tires. And now they're saying the cooling system is starting to break down. And Russian sources right now, they are now warning that Ukraine is reportedly planning to detonate a dirty nuclear bomb, and it's going to target Russia's nuclear power plants. So once again, we're going to have to see how this all plays out, but you can see what's happening is Ukraine is becoming much more desperate than before because right now Germany, they're going to cut military aid for Ukraine. And here in the United States, you're going to see aid, it won't be distributed to Ukraine either. That's going to die off. Other countries are going to join in with this because, again, when you look at the elections and you look at what's going on, they know that when Trump wins the election, well, aid is not going to be sent to Ukraine. So at this point in time, their main objective is to do what? Is to start the war. And I do believe this is exactly what they're trying to do. The same thing's happening out in the Middle East. And I do believe that we're going to see something actually happen. Now, remember, Iran has been waiting for the U.S. to negotiate a ceasefire. The Biden administration is trying to convince everyone that they're very, very close to a ceasefire, but they're not close at all. I do believe what they've been doing is they've just been pushing it off for the right time for this to go crazy, which means that you're going to see an attack. So Blinken is out there saying we're close to a deal. Hamas says, no, we're not. Blinken says the deal isn't dead. Hamas says, well, yeah, it is dead, and then sends suicide bombers to Tel Aviv. Blinken says we can still make a deal. The White House is trying to delay all of these actions beyond the DNC because I believe they didn't want this chaos during the DNC because it would be a complete and utter distraction from what was going on there. So they've been pushing this off, and it looks like it is now failing. And what's very interesting is that OSINT Defender put this out and said, American Airlines has canceled all commercial flights to and from Israel until at least April of 2025. So right now, it looks like airlines are canceling flights. They're not flying there anymore, which means something is about to happen, and they're going to kick this off. And again, it looks like they're waiting for the DNC to be over, and then basically we're going to see war break out in the Middle East. We're going to see war break out in Ukraine, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see war break out around Taiwan with China. And we'll have to see all this plays out, because remember, Trump has been telling us from the very, very beginning that he sees World War III. Even though people don't see this, he sees it. And you have to remember, he sent Viktor Orban all around, meeting all these different leaders, came back to Mar-a-Lago, spoke with him. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have already prepped the peace plans with all these different leaders. Now, of course, what's going to happen is Kamala, Biden, if he's still around, they're going to try to handle this, and it's going to completely fall apart. Because what do they want in reality? They want a war. So you're going to have one side saying that we got to go to war, especially when I do believe the U.S. is attacked. They're going to say, well, they crossed the red line, we got to go to war. Trump, on the other side, is going to say, no, we can have peace. And this is going to be another instance where people are going to have to make a decision, just like with the economy failing, just like open borders. When people hear nuclear war and they actually see something happening, people are going to have to make a decision. But we'll have to see all this plays out. But we can see we're heading down that path. Now, the other thing that we could see is that Kamala, she's resurrecting everything that Biden has said in the past, which where everything has been debunked. Like, there's very fine people on both sides. That has been debunked over and over and over. All anyone has to do is look at the real transcript and you'll see the truth. Now we have Kamala Harris using the same claim that Biden has used, where she's saying that her administration capped insulin costs for seniors. Well, that is false once again. Trump first capped insulin costs, but now, of course, Harris tried to take credit for it after axing Trump's move to cap insulin costs. So basically what she's saying is that Biden and her, they capped the price of insulin at $35 a month. But when you really look at what happened here is that the Biden-Harris administration suspended Trump's executive order aimed at lowering the prices of insulin and epinephrine. And one of the first actions going into the Oval Office, which would have gone into effect on January 22nd, 2021. So Trump already did this. They suspended what he did. And then basically in 2022, Biden-Harris administration demanded that Congress lower insulin prices. And they're taking credit for it when Trump already did it, but they decided to suspend it, let the insulin prices move up. Then they said, Congress, you must cap it. So once again, you can see they're just taking everything that Trump has done, and they're trying to use it. When Trump said, you know, no tax on tips, they took it. When he capped the insulin price, they took it. They're taking all his policies. So why would you want a copy when you can actually vote for the original, if you really think about that? But you can see the deep state players, they are now pushing full steam ahead with their monkeypox. And story after story is now coming out. And monkeypox now has hit Europe, and there are severe cases diagnosed in Sweden. And again, I wonder if it was included in some of the vaccines and they were able to trigger it. Remember, they were giving individuals the bird flu vaccine, and I wonder if these people, they got monkeypox from the vaccine. Because again, where's monkeypox been? I mean, all of a sudden, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, all of a sudden, we have monkeypox, and now it's spreading like crazy. Does anyone really believe this? I don't believe so. Just like no one believes that the Trump supporters were involved in January 6th. There was no insurrection of we the people against the government. It was the criminal syndicate, the FBI, DOJ, the corrupt politicians, they were the fake news. They were all involved in the insurrection, because the insurrection is against a sitting president. During this period of time, Trump was the sitting president. Biden, he was not, his election results were not certified yet. So the only way you can have an insurrection is against a sitting president. And Trump used this against them. And yes, this was an op, just like the assassination attempt. it was all in up by the same exact people. And what's very interesting is that Julie Kelly, she got this video that shows that the police might have planted the bomb. Julie Kelly put this out and said, recently discovered video from January 6th shows an individual believed to be the police carrying a bag toward the location where the pipe bomb was found at the DNC. This is about 15 minutes before another officer discovered the device. Another shady moment in the unsolved mystery of the pipe bomber. So really think about this. It was the same exact players. They're the ones who had the insurrection. They're the ones who ran the op. The same thing with the attempted assassination on Trump. They ran an op. And of course, there were a small group that were in the know. The rest had no idea what was going on. And what they did was they made it seem like there was miscommunications. People didn't understand what was going on. They had problems with the Secret Service communicating with the police. See, this is what you do when you have an op. You actually distract everyone with all these other problems. This way, no one looks at the actual operation and who was involved in this and who actually carried this out. And I think now with the investigations that are going on, I think people are starting to realize that it wasn't up. It wasn't because the Secret Service had no idea what they were doing. The police had no idea what they were doing. This is what they created to carry out the op. Let's go deeper and let's find the text messages. Let's find the secret accounts that they used, because we know that they use Gmail, that we know that they use other email systems to communicate, because they do it outside the government system. We see it with Biden. We see it with Mayorkas. We see it with Hillary. They all used emails outside of the system, so you can't see what's really going on. And this is why they were completely and utterly shocked when WikiLeaks found all these emails and downloaded them. This is what they didn't want the people to see. So again, they had an operation, and yes, they were communicating. Remember, these things don't happen overnight. They have to plan them, and it takes a lot of planning. You need people in the right position to actually push this operation forward. So once we find that documentation, I think people are going to be shocked that, yeah, it was an op by our government, actually the criminal syndicate. Now, the other thing that we see is that Kamala Harris, everything that they're trying to do with her, it is completely and utterly breaking down right now. And what's very interesting is that Trump came out and he told voters at the rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, that Kamala Harris had declined to choose Governor Josh Shapiro as her running mate because he was Jewish. So that is very interesting. So I wonder if he has some information like documentation that shows that this is absolutely true. And I do believe he probably does, because he doesn't say things just to say them. So why did he say this? Well, again, we know that Obama, we know the people that he's been infiltrating this country with, they are against what? They're against Israel. They're against Jewish people. And I do believe this is now being brought out into the public light, because I do believe that, again, Obama is right around the corner. And I think all eyes are going to be on Obama. And we're going to have to see this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Oversight Committee, they have launched an investigation into Minnesota Governor Timothy Walz, Kamala Harris's recently announced vice president running mate, following reports detailing the governor's longstanding connections to Chinese Communist Party's entities and officials. So Walz, he visited China 30 times, served as a fellow at a Chinese institution that maintains a devotion to the CCP, and spoke alongside the president of Chinese organizations the State Department exposed as a CCP effort to influence and co-opt local leaders. The FBI briefers recently informed the committee that the Bureau's Foreign Influence Task Force investigates CCP activity that is similar to China's engagement with Governor Walz. In a letter to the FBI Director Christopher Wray, Chairman Comer is now requesting information, documents, and communication related to the CCP-connected entities and officials Governor Walz has engaged and partnered with. And everything is completely and utterly falling apart for Walz. And once again, why would they pick the worst of the worst? Remember, the lineup was all white men. Talk about our health. You guys know I always look out for ways to strengthen immunity and gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin and hair radiance. Well, I recently discovered an incredible product brand, Armra Colostrum. It got thousands upon thousands of five-star reviews and really life-changing testimonials from users. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. Armra Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that strengthen the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for thousands of research-backed health benefits. It strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, activates hair growth and skin radiance, powers fitness, performance, and recovery, and confers powerful anti-aging benefits. Armra Colostrum is premium bovine colostrum concentrate and unlike any other product on the market. It is uniquely optimized for a human health, sustainable, and was developed with the highest integrity from start to finish. We worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/X22 or enter X22 to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/X22 or just click the link in the description. Why would they pick the worst of the worst? Because it's easy to replace that individual. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to replace that individual. But the other thing we can see is that the Harris campaign, they were using Google and they were rewriting certain headlines and they got caught. Now, of course, they said it was a glitch, which they always say it was. And once again, there's an investigation going on. And Representative Lance Gooden penned a letter to the CEO of Google's parent company, Alphabet. And in the letter, Gooden warns that such findings, as revealed in a recent report from Axios, signify a deliberate attempt to mislead voters by falsely suggesting endorsement from a major news publication. And the letter goes deeper as it references overall concerning policies involving censorship, such as the July 13th assassination attempt against Trump, and how other platforms have taken steps to correct issues that Google has not. And then we have another problem, because it looks like what they did here, it violated the Communications Act of 1934, 47 U.S.C. Section 315, which was amended by the Telecommunications Act of 1996. Where did we hear that before? That's very interesting. So right there, you can see that they tried to pull a fast one and they were caught. And of course, what do they always do? They say it's a glitch. But you could see Obama is definitely behind Kamala. This is why she's Obamala. And I do believe he always wanted her to win the presidency. He always wanted her there because she's easy to control. She'll do everything that Obama wants. Think about her father. He's a Marxist professor, and they're on the same page. Remember, this is infiltration from within. It's not a coincidence that this happened. This was done on purpose. And think about it. Did Trump know that Kamala was going to be used and Biden was going to be dropped? Well, yeah, he knew this back in 2020. But look at the poster that they just put out. Remember Obama's poster that said hope? Well, now they have one that says forward with Kamala. It's the same artist that did the hope poster because it's the same exact campaign strategy, but it's not going to work. I mean, take, for example, their new message that they're putting out where they're saying Harris and Walz sees on joyful message in contrast to darker Trump's themes. Well, let's see. The Washington Post used the word joyful, AP joyful, Vanity Fair joyful, Rolling Stone. Basically, it's a psyop. When all the fake news media, when they're saying the same exact thing, they got their 4 a.m. talking points. And what that means is talking points come out. They're instructed to say the same exact thing. And they try to convince you of something when it's really not happening. And they all are lockstep with each other, and they try to push the message to try to brainwash you into believing that everyone believes this. That is the psyop. That is what we're seeing right now. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that the Trump campaign, they went public Saturday night with an allegation of rumors about Kamala Harris's having a serious drinking problem. James Blair put this out and said a lot of rumors out there about Kamala having a serious drinking problem, apparently coming into focus as campaign heats up. So I'm wondering if we're going to start to get information and actually see that she does have some type of drinking problem. Actually, we know that Nancy Pelosi does and many others. So that's very, very interesting. Now, once again, the allegations made by the Trump campaign and others at this point are speculation. People now are thinking. You think people are digging, looking into this? I do believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you could see how they created this psyop for Kamala Harris. In the very beginning, before the DNC, remember they had the virtual roll call, they needed everyone to think that she was incredible. She's very, very popular. But when you look back in time, you can see how they use the psyop on the people. If people are listening to CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, it's brainwashing 101. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, then and now mainstream media super compilation. So then Kamala wasn't popular. Kamala isn't popular. Kamala never will be popular. Then all of a sudden, she's popular. So when you look at the news, and here's Newsweek, for example, Kamala Harris suffers major polling blow. A couple weeks later, Kamala Harris leads Trump in six national polls in one day. Then if you look at Politico, voters have real doubts about Kamala Harris as potential president. A couple weeks later, Harris neck and neck with Trump after campaign launch. New poll finds. It's all fake. This is what they do to convince you of something that's really not happening. And this is how they brainwash you. They get all the fake news media on the same page, and they keep pushing this over and over and over to make you believe that something's happening when it really isn't. So what's changed with Kamala Harris? Absolutely nothing. Actually, her poll numbers are worse than ever. And you can see that that honeymoon that they had, it's coming to an end, and it's coming to an end very, very quickly. We had the Polymarket poll out there. Remember when they said that Kamala was leading 52 and Trump had something like, you know, 46 or 47, whatever it was. Now they're saying that Kamala is at 50, Trump's at 48. The latest Polymarket poll, they're neck and neck, 49. It's all falling apart, and people now are starting to realize it. Remember, there was an embargo on the polls. They weren't doing them. They didn't want people to understand and realize that her poll numbers are very, very low. And this should tell you everything you need to know, because Don Lemon, he went to the streets of Atlantic City, New Jersey, and he decided to go out and interview. Now, remember, Don Lemon was fired from CNN. He tried to get a deal with X, and then Don Lemon interviewed Elon, and Elon said, yeah, you know what? You suck. I'm not paying for this. So he decided to go on the streets and convince people and ask them questions and try to convince them that no, Kamala is the person. But you know what the people said? The opposite of what he was trying to do. Take a listen.
Atlantic City. Who do you support?
I plead the fifth.
Trump for the win.
Tell me why.
I can't really call that right now, but I just feel like she's not good for president. She's good vice, but not for the actual lead role for the country.
Does it have anything to do with being a woman?
No. Mm-mm. No, because I feel like women, nah, you're not going to give me that.
Your money's on here.
Yeah.
Who do you want?
Trump.
Why don't you like Harris?
Oh, she don't have any experience.
She's the vice president. She's a senator.
She has no experience. She has no experience.
Well, I want Donald Trump. I just feel we need somebody that has a stronger background with the military and the world in general.
She was a prosecutor and attorney general and the senator and the vice president. You're in a gambling town. Who's your money on?
I'm going to support the Democratic Party, but I mean, Trump looked like he got it in the bag right now.
4 years ago, it was a lot better. I made a lot more money than I do now.
I know you feel that way, but that's not actually what the record shows. The economy is actually better under Biden. No, I'm serious.
What?
That's what the facts show.
Okay, you know what?
No, that's not because I watch CNN. Trump or Harris?
Trump.
That's who's going to win.
That's who's going to win.
Who do you support?
I support Trump. All the people that came to this country legally, it's not fair that they're letting all 10,000 to 15,000 people or 20,000 people here illegally. Have you seen San Diego? Yeah. They're coming off the boats, off the water right here, off the ocean. Did you know Biden was flying them in? Did you know Biden was flying them in? You didn't know that?
Oh, I know nobody likes him, but we had good times with Donald Trump. Our economy was good. Life was good.
But you know the economy's better under Biden than Trump.
Bullshit.
Well, that's what the stats show. That's what the facts show.
Well, you know what? I don't know where they're getting their facts, but I don't think they're valid. I don't know where their facts are coming from.
And that should tell you everything you need to know. And remember, these rallies that Kamala is having right now, well, she has entertainers there. It's actually not a rally. It's a concert. She shows up to the concert. And that's how they get the people in there. And a lot of it is through invitation only. So they can select all the people they want and say, listen, look who's going to be performing. We're going to allow you to show up. You can enjoy the concert. But when Kamala is alone and there is no entertainment, it's a very, very different story. So only about 109 to 150 people showed up at the Harris campaign event in North Carolina to hear her economic plan. Where are all the people? Why didn't they show up? When you look at what Trump did out in Pennsylvania, he had a packed house. I mean, it looked like there was a concert going on, but the headliner was Trump. So the honeymoon is now over for Kamala Harris. The poll numbers are going to show the opposite. They're already starting to switch. And you're going to see that she can't draw anyone because she's a moron. People know this. They get it. They realize she's not qualified. Just listen to the interview with Don Lemon. With all the people out in the street, they know. It's very, very clear. And the more she speaks now to reporters, the more the people are going to understand this. And the people, they understand that the economy is the most important issue right now. Patriots are in control. Once again, on X, put this out and said, ABC News, 84% of voters consider the economy their top issue. Also, ABC News, voters trust Trump more on the economy, but Kamala is winning overall? Absolutely impossible. That should tell you everything you need to know. Now, we know that this week, it started today, they're having the DNC, and it looks like former First Lady Michelle Obama is going to speak at the Democratic National Convention on Tuesday. So think about it. We have Michelle Obama there, Barack Obama there, Clinton's are all there, Joe Biden's all there. Let's see what Joe Biden does. He's a little angry right now. And we can see that something most likely is going to happen because you can see out in the convention, this reminds me of 1968. That's the last time they had the DNC in Chicago. There were riots outside, and we're actually seeing the same exact thing. There are protesters that have organized in Chicago. They boarded up all the stores. They put fences up. I mean, they're trying to control the situation because they know that things are going to get out of hand. And we can see that it looks like a war zone when you actually look at it. And remember, this is the party of democracy. And by the way, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. But again, look at their world. It's a clown show. And I think people are starting to understand this and they're starting to realize this. So the RNC was great for Milwaukee. People went out shopping. They went out to eat. There was nothing boarded up like this. How do you think Chicago is going to do with their economy if all the stores are boarded up? There's riots going on. Which America do you want? Do you see the difference? I think people are starting to see the difference. It's becoming very, very clear. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Wokeness put this out, the DNC is hosting segregated meetings for every group besides white people. 9:30 to 11:30, you have the Black Caucus meeting, the Hispanic Caucus meeting, the AAPI Caucus meeting, the Native American Caucus meeting, the Ethnic Council meeting. A lot of segregation going on right now. So Trump, he responded to all of this on Truth. He said the following, crime in America is out of control. I'm going to make it, along with the economy, inflation, strong borders, and energy dominance, my top priority. The Democrats are holding their convention in Chicago in order to showcase it, and yet 117 people were shot, 17 killed on the 4th of July weekend, and 40 were shot this weekend. That is a war zone and will be handled accordingly. I'll bring crime in America down to a tiny fraction of what it is today. Mothers will no longer be losing their children because weak liberal politicians have given up on securing a crime-free USA. I will stop violent crime in America. Then he put this out. He said, the radical left protesters in Chicago are going after the Democratic Party because they know they are weak and ready to break into a full-blown party of socialism, or if they really do their job, and with a little bit of luck, the Communist Party of the United States of America. They're already very close and having a Marxist-trained and believing president whose father is a Marxist professor, Comrade Kamala Harris. Stranger things have happened. November 5th, 2024 will be the most important day in the history of our country. Make America great again. Absolutely. But I do believe that in the end, Obama might give Kamala Harris the acting president position so she could become president, handle everything that's going on in the government while they use a different candidate to run for president. And it looks like everything is set up for multiple October surprises. And we discussed this before. I do believe there's going to be a lot of surprises on the deep state side. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of surprises on the Patriot side, which are going to counter their surprises. Paul Sperry put this out and said, a source close to Bob Woodward says his forthcoming book, War, about the Biden-Harris administration's inner working will not be kind to Biden or Kamala and will drop several bombshells on October 15th when Simon & Schuster releases the tome, Developing. Then we have this from the Washington Post. The Times demands serious economic ideas. Harris supplies gimmicks. Jeffrey Tucker responded and said, can someone explain to me what is going on here? Does that mean they're prepared and ready to have a change of batter? It's starting to seem that way. And I wouldn't be surprised, with all the information coming out about Biden right now, if Biden is forced to resign or they use the 25th Amendment against Biden to remove him and make Kamala Harris the acting president and bring in another candidate to run as president. Because I do believe something will happen where they'll have to make this switch. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I do believe Obama cannot separate Kamala from everything that was done in the administration. Remember, Obama, he was in the basement speaking to Biden, pushing his entire agenda. They were the scapegoats. He doesn't care what happens to them. They will take the heat while he's clean. I do believe he needs to bring someone in that's clean, that is separate from what Biden and Harris has done. He can keep Harris in there, let her carry out his instructions while she's acting president, but allow a clean person to come in to actually run for the presidency. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But what's very interesting, and if we go back in time, actually Karma Patriot put this out on Truth, and she's pointing to a tweet from Trump back in October 9, 2020. And it says the following. Crazy Nancy Pelosi is looking at the 25th Amendment in order to replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. The Dems want that to happen fast because Sleepy Joe is out of it. Now, this was in 2020 in October. Think about that for a second. Karma Patriot responded and said, well, President Trump certainly nailed that one, didn't he? It seems like he knows exactly what's happening. Now, the other October surprise that we know is they're going to have the sentencing date around September 18th. And most likely, they're going to try to throw Trump into prison. Actually, they want to keep the sentencing sealed. And you can see that they're moving forward with this approach because, again, they want everyone to believe that since Trump is in prison, he will make a good president. He's a felon and you should vote for someone else. Again, this is going to fail like everything else. We knew that this was coming. Maybe Trump somehow, some way can get out of it. Even if they do sentence him to prison, he'll spend probably a day or so. He will pay the bail. He will get out. He will appeal the entire thing. But again, they're not looking at the real issue here, and that's what the Supreme Court ruled. And this is why they're going to have a major problem. I think they just want this as a talking point, and they're going to try to use it just like they used the conviction as a talking point. Did it work out well? No, it didn't. But Trump on X put this out and said, I mean, the Trump team is right. The Supreme Court's made it clear if they're an open immunity issue that needs to be litigated before anything else happens, and there's no good law enforcement reason why this sentencing has to take place prior to the election. Why does it have to take place prior to the election? It doesn't. They should be looking at the immunity part of this. But again, they want this as a talking point, and they're going to push forward with this because they know in the end, with everything that they're trying to do, they will not be able to cheat in this election. They'll try, but it's going to fail. This is why I do believe they're planning for the tactic after Trump wins. I think they're going to try to stop him from actually becoming the president, where they're going to try to stop the certification of the elections. But you can see Trump is being endorsed by many different organizations. Right now, Dan Scavino put this out and said, Milwaukee Police Association endorses Trump and Vance. Trump right now, his campaign, they have announced their transition team. Meredith McGraw put this out and said, Linda McMahon, co-chair, Howard Lutnick, co-chair, Senator J.D. Vance, honorary chair, Donald Trump Jr., honorary chair, Eric Trump, honorary chair. And McMahon has been at AFPI since she left the White House as SBA administrator. So they already have things in place moving forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they use their cheating system to install who they want. And Trump and the Patriots and many others, they've been actually changing the laws, changing the way things are done, making it very, very difficult for the deep state players. And I do believe in the end, the deep state players are going to realize that they're not going to be able to use their cheating system the way they've used it in 2020, which means they have a different tactic planned. And their tactic is to most likely delay the elections or say the elections are manipulated with a cyber attack and actually create chaos and war and try to turn it around to convince the people that since the elections aren't being certified because they were hacked, that Trump is now creating this insurrection. And Jamie Raskin actually spilled the beans on this one, which we knew that this was their real approach because they have to stop Trump at all costs. But again, Trump, he's going to counter all of this because once again, we can go right to paper and redo the election. Or during the election, if they're saying it's manipulated, we can actually then stop the elections and do it with paper because we can't trust the results. So no matter what they try to do, it's going to backfire on them. But George, he put this out and he said, Pennsylvania Election Integrity Group audit the vote just presented a ballot hand count demo to the election officials of Beaver County. There are about 200 counties right now that are implementing this hand count method for the sake of public trust. Each group consists of four people. On one side are two people. One calls the ballot and who it's for, and the other person collects the ballot and ensures everyone is on the same page. On the other side are two individuals responsible for tallying, one Democrat and one Republican. Evidently, their job is to write down what the announcer says. Audit the vote, CEO Tony Shoup says each group can get through 100 ballots in an hour using this method. Even with 7-11 races on the ballot, if every precinct in the state does this, we wouldn't have to wait days, weeks, months for final election results. No more machines. And actually, this is showing the people the way on how to do this, especially if we can't use the deep state cheating system and we have to go to paper. Seems like everything's getting prepped for this situation. Starting to seem that way. But you can see that Biden, he has now sent a message to all his foot soldiers. And actually, it's Obama sending the message, but he's using Biden to do this. And Biden now is urging supporters on August 15th to beat the hell out of Republicans in the 2024 election. So he's out there. He's very angry and he wants people to beat the hell out of Republicans. What does that really mean? It seems like he's pushing violence and telling his foot soldiers, this is what we need to do. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, this is exactly what they're going to try to do. Now, what's very interesting is that the New York Times is now projecting out there what Trump is going to do when he doesn't win the election or the election isn't certified. Now, Jamie Raskin already said that they're going to start a civil war, and then they're going to use the 14th Amendment saying that Trump started an insurrection. And what's very interesting is that the New York Times right now, they're out there reporting that they believe that Trump will make use of the Insurrection Act to deploy the U.S. military against American citizens during protests he finds objectionable. Now, really think about what they're doing right now. They're already projecting out there what we're going to see. They're actually getting ahead of it because they know they're going to have their foot soldiers on the street. We already know that Trump says, hey, we can use the military because, again, this is an invasion, and the military has the right to be on U.S. soil rounding these people up, especially if this country's attacked. But I do believe the way Trump operates, you're probably going to see not Trump do this because, again, the optics have to look good on his side. I do believe you might see something else happen where Kamala Harris might call out the armed forces to go after these people. Because again, if it's the Trump supporters that are causing this problem, why would Trump send out the military? It would be Kamala Harris, who's the acting president, if that's what happens, or Biden, if he's still there. They would call out the military. So think about what they're trying to do. We know that they're going to use their foot soldiers. They're going to be dressed up as Trump supporters. Again, They want the Trump supporters to join in. This way they can bring the military out and round people up. But again, the Trump supporters aren't going to be out there, and they're going to still have to round people up, because how would this look if they did absolutely nothing? They'd be sitting there complaining about the Trump supporters destroying everything, but they're not doing anything about it. No, I think they're going to be forced. Someone's going to have to call the ball, and they're going to have to round these people up, but they're not going to be Trump supporters. They're going to be their foot soldiers. So really think about what they're trying to do here and how this is going to actually backfire on them in the long run, which will allow then the military to round up all these people. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward, because you can see the deep state players, they're going to be very, very desperate, and they're going to try to kick this off. Think about what Jamie Raskin said. Trump supporters are going to take the street. This is going to be a civil war. They want to use the 14th Amendment. They want to call it an insurrection. But again, this is all going to backfire them like everything else. And we could see moving forward, the deep state players, they're getting very, very desperate. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are bringing them down this path, and they're following everything the Patriots want them to do. Because once again, sometimes you got to show the people. Sometimes the people have to see the truth. And I do believe in the end, this is what people are going to see, just like with the open borders, just like the failing economy. And now we're heading into war. This is just the other phase of the plan to finish all of this up. And the people then will be on Trump's side. The counterinsurgency will be completed when the people vote. So no matter what the deep state tries to do at this point, the people will be on his side. And I do believe for optics, I do believe those individuals, because remember, Trump is not inaugurated until January. So these people are going to push everything they have to convince people that there's a civil war, there's an insurrection happening. And again, it's all going to fail. And they're the ones who are probably going to call the ball, or the military is going to call the ball, because we were attacked, because there's an invasion, and the military is going to have to go out and round these people up. And once again, it's not going to be Trump that's doing it. I do believe you're going to see it in a different way, because I think the people are going to demand it. The people are going to say, look, these people are destroying everything. What's going on here? And remember, the deep state, they're going to wait for Trump supporters to join in. But when that doesn't happen, someone's going to have to make a move. Someone is going to have to make a move. And I do believe we're going to see it happen. And the optics are going to look very, very good for Trump. Not going to look very, very good for the deep state players. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.